This is Dr. Ng, neurologist. This is Dr. Ng, neurologist. The current patient last name is L-E-E. Again, L-E-E. First name is Joan, J-O-A-N. Date of birth is October 26, 2022. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in traumatic brain injury for seven in 2016. Comma, patient was in Fort Hood, H-O-O-D. First up, a patient was driving her own vehicle, first up, and her brake did not work, first up. She crashed into another car, first up. A patient instantly hit her head against the glass and the windshield. First up, a patient completely blacked out. First up, she completely lost consciousness for about 5 minutes. First up, patient sustained a whiplash. First up, a patient has severe headaches. First up, and when she woke up, the time patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient had severe headaches instead. First up, the second incident was in 2016 in Fort Hood. Again, first up, patient was in a simulated Humvee rollover training exercise. First up, patient was in a Humvee, comma, with four men, comma, they are all over 200 pounds. First up, as the simulated Humvee rollover, comma, patient fell and hit the top of the head. First up, a patient hit the head many times during the rollover training exercises. First up, there were weapons in the Humvee, comma, and the men was putting hit her with their body because of that. First up, patient was in a gunner position. First up, a patient got hit in the head many times. First up, patient become confused and disoriented. First up, patient got severe headaches. First up, a patient was having a lot of painful symptoms on top of the head. First up, patient was disoriented. First up, next paragraph. Since these two incidents, the kind of patient has having a lot of headaches. First up, patient have severe forgetfulness. First up, patient have emotional outburst. First up, she will cry and get angry very easily. First up, patient has difficulty to concentrate. First up, patient has tinnitus. First up, patient has difficulty to concentrate at work. First up, she works in cybersecurity. First up, people talk very fast in meetings. First up, she's not able to keep track of the meetings. First up, she needs to ask to repeat a lot during the meetings. First up, it has become very embarrassing. First up, she needs to take note a lot. Next paragraph, a patient is currently working for cybersecurity. First up, a patient works for Robert Half. Half, H-A-L-F. First up, a patient tells me that her forgetfulness is significantly affecting her work. First up, a patient is not able to remember meetings. First up, a patient needs to take notes a lot. First up, she needs to ask to repeat questions a lot. First up, a patient looked as she was not professional. Patient was thought to be not professional because she asked so many questions in meetings. First up, the headaches are affecting her concentration. First up, a patient has difficulty to concentrate at work. First up, a patient is not able to talk and think as fast as her colleague because of this. Next paragraph, MOCA examination, MOCA, MOCA examination score is 25 out of 30. First up, a patient missed two on attention / serial sevens. First up, patient missed three on delay recall. First up, Mr. Governor, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2016, a patient was in a motor vehicle accident. First up, a patient hit their head against the glass windshield. First up, a patient also hit the driver's side window glass. First up, a patient had a patient had instant loss of consciousness. So first up, a patient completely lost consciousness for about 5 minutes. So first up, when she woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented, and severe headaches. So first up, the second incident was she was in a simulated Humvee rollover training exercise in Fort Hood. The first up, a patient was in a gunner position. First up, a patient had four other men in the vehicle. Comma fell onto her. First up, also weapons were falling onto her. First up, she hit her head multiple times during that simulated Humvee training exercise. First up, she had confusion, disorientation, and severe headaches. First up, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness during the motor vehicle accident, comma, and the head injury during the training exercise with the Humvee rollover, comma, these caused her to a traumatic brain injury. First up, she has confusion, disorientation, and headaches from these injuries. First up, it is my opinion that she has sustained traumatic brain injury for substance abuse, forgetfulness, significant headaches, emotional outbursts, difficulty to concentrate, cognitive deficits, memory problems, difficulty to work at the office as a security cybersecurity company. This marks identification. Next patient, last name is L-I-U, again L-I-U. First name is J-I-A. Date of visit is October 26, 2022. Date of birth is February 13, 1982. Next referring physician is Dr. T.A. Atherton Frank, R-S-H-I-A-N, today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. And next, we have history present in this patient is a 4-year-old male having chief complaint of sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me that he's been having sleep disturbance for the last 1 year. The first patient tells me that he has significant falling asleep at night. The first I usually go to bed at 12:30 a.m. First step, takes the patient 1 to 3 hours to fall asleep. The first step, a patient has snoring. First step, he wakes up at 9 a.m. First step, his sleep is non-restorative. His sleep is non-restorative. The first patient wakes up feeling tired, fatigue. First up, a patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, a patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's reading, sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in a public place, sitting as a passenger for a car for without an hour, within an hour. First up, which river past Michael Street? Non-exorial pathological history, non-exorial current medication, amitriptyline 15 milligrams a day, next number. Patient also tried trazodone for 7 drug allergies and unknown drug allergies. Next one, social history, patient's married with 2 children. First time, patient's a chef. A patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history, there's no family history, single medical condition. Next one, impression. Impression, number one, sleep disturbance. First, a patient has insomnia. First, he likely suffer from psychophysiologic insomnia. First, a patient has performance anxiety. A patient has performance anxiety before going to sleep at night. A patient also has some anxiousness symptoms. He has been taking amitriptyline at 25 milligrams at night. That seems to help the anxiousness. Patient has also been taking trazodone 15 milligrams once a night, and that seems to help the insomnia symptoms. Next paragraph, I would like to also obtain a Novo Nordisk sonography study to definitively evaluate for sleep disorders, such as obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, and restless leg syndrome, periodic limb movement. Next number of our condition, explain the vision of the above diagnosis. Next number of our condition, continue to take the amitriptyline 25 milligrams 1 pill QHS. Next number, also continue to trazodone 50 milligrams 1 pill QHS. Next number, we also schedule a patient for an open-eye sonography study to definitively evaluate for other sleep disorders. So for 7 so explain the patient common side effects from these medications. So for 7 so recommendation file with me after the sleep study. For 7 this marks at the end of dictation for this patient. Next patient, last name is A-Y-O-N. Again, A-Y-O-N. First name is R-O-S-A. Date of birth is October 25, 2022. Date of birth is December 29, 1971. Referring physician is Dr. G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Last name is C-U-R-B-E-L-O. Again, C-U-R-B-E-L-O-M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. B-U, dear Dr. C-U-R-B-E-L-O. Rosa, R-O-S-A, today for initial evaluation for tremors. Next graph, history present in this patient is a 50-year-old female found chief complaint of tremors. So first, I'm sure if the history is provided by the son. First step, according to the son, the patient's been having tremors for the last three years. So first step, the tremors worse on the left arm and left leg. First step, however, she does have tremor on the right side as well. First step, but it is worse on the left side. First step, patient has seen doctor, neurologist, the time with Dr. Karan, K-A-R-A-N. First step, patient was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. First step, the patient was taking a cinnamon. First up, according to the vision, the cinnamon helps the tremor. So first up, there's no hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes. So first up, the patient tells me that she has weakness in the arm. So first up, there's no tingling in the symptoms. So first up, next up, past medical history. Past medical history, diabetes, next number, Parkinson's disease, next number, depression, next number, current medication, fluoxetine, next number, clonidine next summer, gabapentin next summer, metformin next summer, carbidopa, levodopa, 10/100 milligrams 1-3 times a day. Next summer, allergies, no drug allergies. Next summer, social history, patients marry, patients a housewife, a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Next summer, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next summer, review system, patient's hair loss, acid reflux symptoms, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, tingling, numbness, and depression for summer. Forever. Next to paragraph, neurological examination, mental state examination, patients awake and alert, for stuff, awake and alert, for stuff, next level, cranial nerve examination, patients mask face, for stuff, patients decrease in eye blinking frequency, for stuff, patients decrease in facial expression, for stuff, patients bradykinesia in the facial muscles, for stuff, patient does not smile a lot, for stuff, a motor examination, patient has significant cogwheel rigidity in the left arm and left leg. A post-op patient has resting tremors. A post-op patient has diffuse bradykinesia. A post-op patient also has cogwheel rigidity in the right arm and right leg. A gait examination, patient's shuffling gait. A post-op, her gait is very unsteady. Post-op, next pair of impressions, resting tremors, a comma mask face, a comma decrease in eye blinking frequency, a comma decrease in facial expression, a comma cogwheel rigidity in the arms and legs, a comma resting tremors, a comma shuffling gait, a comma gait instability, comma these all signs and symptoms, suggesting Parkinson's disease. Recommendation, explain the patient and the son of the above diagnosis. Next up, I will obtain a brain MRI, come up to definitively evaluate and rule stroke and other structural lesions in the brain causing these symptoms. So next up, I would like to specifically look at any lesions in the basal ganglia. Next up, I will also change the patient to carbidopa, levodopa for stuff. I will give her carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100 milligram pills, comma, 1 pill TID. First time, explain the patient to take the medicine with meals. So first time, I will also add amantadine, 100 milligrams, 1 pill TID for Parkinson's disease. So first time, summer. I will also schedule the patient for a nerve conduction study, comma, to check her arm weakness. So first time, she has arm weakness. I would like to check if any neuropathy. Carpal tunnel syndrome, cervical radiculopathy for stomach summer. This marks the end of the dictation. Next patient. Last name is Will, W-I-L-L. First name is B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Date of visit is October 25, 2022. Date of birth is March 22, 1993. Referring physician is Dr. Roualdes. Again, Roualdes. Roualdes. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Roualdes, I have the pleasure to see Brianna today for initial evaluation for depersonalization and derealization. For some, next we have a history present illustration. It's a chief complaint of depersonalization and derealization. So the patient tells me that she's been having these symptoms for many years. So first up, patient also have bipolar disorder, ADHD. These symptoms were diagnosed in 2019, that she was diagnosed with depersonalization and derealization. First up, now patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, patient denies any diplopia. First up, denies any significant headaches. Next paragraph. Past medical history, ADHD, next number, bipolar disorder, next number, current medication, levothyroxine, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Seroquel lithium, and multivitamins. Next number of allergies, patient is allergic to sulfur medication causing rash. Social history, patient single, first patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next number of family history, grandmother have bipolar disorder, cousin of bipolar disorder, father have mood disorders. Next, we have a review system, patient has numbness, patient has depression, first up. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test and brain MRI was done on August 18, 2022. First up, it shows that it was a normal study. First up, there's no acute brain abnormality. So first up, it shows less mastoid fusion. First up, next number, EEG study was to perform today. First up, it was a normal study. First up, there's no seizure findings. First up, there's no epileptiform discharges. So first up, next paragraph of recommendation, number one, depersonalization and derealization. First up, next number, ADHD, next number, bipolar disorder. Next number, explain the patient the brain MRI as normal. First up, it was done with and without contrast. There's no multiple sclerosis, there's no stroke, there's no abnormalities on the brain MRI. First up, next number, also explain to the patient the EEG study was normal. First up, there's no seizure activity. So first up, patient does not have any focal neurological deficits. So first time, so a patient to follow with their psychiatrist for further treatment, medical treatment. So first time, so with this medication.